You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO Medford. Sorry, we're experiencing a slight computer problem. And so I'm just gonna whip it on back up into the starting position. And you're still listening to Electric Hour and WMFO in Medford. And hit it. A little Flaming Lips for you there on the old Electric Hour. This is the Electric Hour. You're listening to it, WMFO, as long as running in Prep LA. My name is John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brennan Carson, as so far.
Don't boss those teeth around.
It almost sounded like you said, don't forget about the
dollars. Don't ask about the dollars.
Don't ask about the dollars. I forgot about don't ask
yeah,
about
the wow. I'm very disoriented this morning.
You've told people what the name of the show is like six times.
I want them to know. It's the radio. You can't have it both ways.
You can't TiVo pause it.
Let alone TiVo rewind, much as you might want to hear your favorite
coming
savory
at you
bits.
Live.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You can go online later. And you don't have to do that though.
Yeah, nor should you. Oh wait, no, do it. That everybody tell your friends. Oh man, sorry. I'm just I'm in all kinds of kooky moods today. Friend dog, how are you?
Disoriented now.
Sure.
Doing good. Got a real busy week this week.
Oof.
Because here's a little teaser for our plugs later.
Uh oh.
We got a major undecided show on Friday. Wow, that sounds bad.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, maybe chill out over there. You really don't need the headphones. A couple of them are janky in here. Someone should tell.
Leave me alone.
Oh yeah, something sounds a little
feedbacky.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the word.
Well, one of the mics doesn't need to be on. I'm not sure which. Brian, which?
I'm on four. Ali's on. Guest is on three. We don't know who our special guest is yet.
Then I'll turn off two, just for cleanliness.
But yeah, doing good.
Okay.
Trying to get through a busy week.
John, sure.
Boy, what's happening?
What's going on, boy?
That's what I was going to say, but I did the fake out because you also did the fake.
Really? Have you done that before?
I think maybe once before.
Okay, it makes sense. It's kind of, it's right there.
Yeah, I mean, you got it.
In terms of low-hanging fruit, it's like a heavy melon on a thin tree.
Heavy Melon on a Thin Tree is the name of my first album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like a metal ska band.
That, I hate that. Sounds. Wow, you really do have a banana in a bag. Hey, Bren, they
I don't
do
have fruit in the studio.
No, I just
no, really. I was keeping them in the bowl, a bowl of fruit with the rest of the house, and they were getting ripe too soon. And this has preserved them much better.
But even when you carry it around, still
well,
in the bags?
I just didn't take it out of the bag this morning. Usually, I'll take it out of the bag, then I'll eat it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I agree with that.
But I thought I wanted a little more plastic in my diet.
Much like a Gulf fish.
Wow. Biting social commentary.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm not a fan of oil spills. Coming out hard against them.
Taking a political position.
Real political position. Yeah, I'm okay. Yesterday, I can't say too much because I signed a non-disclosure agreement, but I was doing something for a potential employment opportunity that they thought would take me not as much time as it took me to do it.
Interesting. And what's the name of the company and what was the task?
I had to kill a guy, but I can't say who it was for.
You can't say. And it was at Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, but I did finish that where for a while I thought all hope was lost. If anyone wants to chat with me about this Python package called Pandas, I've got some real bones to pick with the developers of it.
Or if you're the developers of the Python package Pandas, John has some bones to pick with you.
I really do.
Depending on just where you're coming from. Oh,
God. Why can't data frame elements just be accessed? Whatever. Anyway, so...
Yeah, we're really trying to make our content more
accessible. Whatever. It's inaccessible in its own way already.
Yes, that is true.
I have prepared content, so...
I'm excited.
Yeah. What do you want to do with our guest here?
Well, I feel like, first things first, let's introduce her.
Oh, all right.
Hey.
You broke it. You broke the introduction.
Yeah.
We were building.
It's me, the guest.
Let me read the transcript of how our guest got here, because I think this is an interesting journey that people might want to hear about.
Going to the tape.
As I mentioned to these folks off mic, we got a rash of cancellations this morning from several other guests.
Several other members of the friend community.
Yeah. So at 7:13, which, by the way, that's not oversleeping.
Well, it is when your alarm was at 7.
Oh, I guess.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's not oversleeping for the event. It's just oversleeping to be ready.
Sprint out of bed at 7:45.
That's the difference between us.
Well, sure. Oh, crap. I just got a Snapchat from Isha. I'm worried she's listening to the show. Oh, nope.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
Just a silly
picture.
I got
the same one, too.
Okay, all right. Anyway, Allie at 7:13 says, "Oh, man, I sure did almost oversleep." Next message. "You're getting PJ's Allie, and sometimes that's the best Allie there is." I say, fair enough. She then says, "JK, I'm here, and wearing a real shirt."
Boom.
So, That's a
and
journey.
And where does Real Shirt Alley rank among the types of clothes?
Compared to PJ.
Sadder, a little more anxious, less cozy, because I had my sheep sweater on.
Oh, okay.
And by that I mean it has a little sheep on it.
Okay, I was going to ask a follow-up.
Not that it's made of sheep.
Okay. Well, it could be.
It's like a sweatshirt. Yeah, it
is
could
it
be.
Wool?
No.
Okay. Is it sheep
now
gut?
Now I know. Is it, yeah, is it the inside
It's actually
parts?
Just a skinned sheep that I wear around campus.
Sure, okay. Sure.
So that's a little bit of wool.
Because, you know, how I get animals.
Yeah, you wash some of the blood off of that before you wear it. Not to tell people what to wear, but...
No.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Look, you wear what you want to wear. People?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Is that your political stance this morning?
No.
It says the guy who wears a sweater every day.
Yeah,
hey.
Brand.
Yeah. Sure. I'll wear a flannel now and again.
And again, you will.
Mix it up.
I'll dip my toe in.
Throw a little flannel in the mix.
Some button downs.
Brennan, you're supposed to put your torso in those.
Brennan, where's the flannel? You're feeling feisty, of course.
You dip your toe in socks,
it takes
Brennan.
It's too long. Gotta work it all the way up, starting from the toes. Sweaters, I go from the top. It's way easier.
You don't go from the top with a sweater.
Yeah.
Like in through the head hole first? Because that's upside down.
I go, no. I put all of the parts in the right parts.
Okay.
But I'm saying it's the top of my
body.
Oh,
yeah.
As opposed to my flannel.
Nice.
Brennan Corson, I put all the parts in the right parts.
Oh, boy. That's my political stance.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I'm going to go now.
Please
don't. My political stance is, hey, be nice. Have equal rights for everyone.
Whoa!
Maybe put in some social programs to increase access and make things more equitable. Instead
but
of just
increase access to what, Brennan? Increase access to my bank account? That's what it sounds
when I
like
say
to me.
Increase access, that's exactly what I mean. I mean, every single person in the country, I think we get rid of Social Security.
You give them
we
my
give them all your
my pin? No!
You give everyone your pin.
But Brennan, that's
they can put money in, but they can also take money out.
Brent, that would make it a collective identity number or a sin?
Oh, it could be pronounced
what?
Kin.
Oh, that's nice.
Kin, I think, is more what we're going for than sin.
It's all about perspective, John.
If I ran on a platform of giving everyone Bill Gates' pin...
You could be president.
I could be president.
You could. I think the bar is low enough.
The bar is low and the country has revealed itself to be
I think if you ran on a campaign that someone that voted for you might know Bill Gates' pin, and then you would give everyone Bill Gates' pin, that would also work.
Right.
I'm saying you don't even need the access yet.
Well, I could lie about it, too.
Sure.
You can lie about most
that
things.
That doesn't happen in politics.
That's fair. We love you, our politicians. We love you.
Some of them keep up the good work. Most of them do better work.
You're a slam dunk in the game of life.
Oh, man. What part of this is prepared?
Oh, my bad. Sorry, were we drifting?
I don't know.
I was asleep.
I thought this was
now.
A political show.
This is a political show,
that's
no
the
doubt.
Reason I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Allie. What's your political stance?
What unlike the politics of the United States, I think it's pretty much fine. I think everything's going pretty much.
You're
fine.
A member of the Chill Out Party.
I'm a member of the This is fine. Everything's fine. I think I would rather have most animals be president than Donald Trump.
At once? Most
like,
animals at once?
No, like I think I would rather have one of most different kinds of animals. Like, think about what a good job a giraffe would be doing.
Yeah, that's true.
Giraffes are very socially active.
Much more charming.
Much more charming. Say. And less likely to be accused of sexual harassment.
That's
have you ever
of
heard
things?
Of a giraffe being accused of sexual harassment?
Yeah, actually, I...
What?
I do think
I... Oh, my God.
I mean, I hate to... I, like...
Okay, well, that's just the baseline of what it should be to be president, but also, I think I really could get behind most of their ideas.
I just feel like I've heard about giraffes being somewhat sexually violent.
I feel like we have this conversation about most animals. This is not the first time we've talked about this.
Well,
remember with the dolphins?
I feel like that's
everyone
guess.
Knows about dolphins.
Yeah, most people don't sit and Google it, John.
I'm not Googling it.
Not right now, but we've done that.
Oh, well, okay, sure.
Well, how do you think everyone found out about the dolphins? Somebody had to Google it.
John, did you tell everyone? You big gossip.
People should know. It's not gossip. Did you say that about WAPO after Access Hollywood? I think not. Not that it would have had any effect, apparently.
Slam.
Dang it. Where is this guy? Hold on.
Guy, is it the giraffe Donald Trump again?
Wait. I remember how I found this to begin with. Eat a Rubik's Cube.
What?
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
What?
Cubeaholic.
Are you going to ask us to do a Rubik's Cube
No, no, no. That's not the video.
That's silently.
No. There's just a really good video. And we can... I want to introduce a whole new segment that we do more often.
Oh, okay.
Is it about Rubik's Cubes?
No. Well, it can be. It's more about YouTube.
Okay.
Oh, right. So that everyone at home can see it and follow along.
Well, no. There's clips, you know, that are... audio friendly, I'd say.
Fair enough.
Reviews.
That sounds good.
Let's not do one of those.
Okay.
Wait, okay. Side note, as you're preparing for this thing, have you guys heard of this website, astronaut.io, I think it's called?
No.
It's so cool. Basically, somebody programmed this thing where, I saw somebody posted this on Facebook yesterday. I had seen it a little while ago and I forgot about it. And then I saw it again. Basically, it is a website. It's got this cool, like, satellite or, like, view of Earth in the background. And then in the foreground, there's all these YouTube videos with like that the titles of the videos are just file names and stuff, and they have less than like 10 views and things. So it's just like recently uploaded videos or just videos that like very few people have ever seen. And it just like randomly cycles through them. And it's so cool. It's really like this weird thing where you just get to kind of see all this stuff and like all these lives. It's really awesome.
Here, let me just read this. On the site. It's actually really interesting. Man, this is horrible radio. But the site says, today you are an astronaut. You are floating in inner space 100 miles above the surface of the Earth. You peer through your window, and this is what you see. You are people watching. These are fleeting moments. These videos come from YouTube. They were uploaded in the last week and have titles like DSC1234 and Image 4321. They have almost zero previous views. They're unnamed, unedited, and unseen by anyone but you. The astronaut video stream starts when you press go. Whoa.
That's great. Wow. Really cool.
Definitely. Whoa.
Cool.
This is, it's just like a baseball game that someone put a camera on a tripod for.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Exactly. You'll see like people skiing.
To graduation.
Somebody, like getting a car, like all this.
Like, whoa. Cool. This is actually wild. Okay. Astronaut.io. This is fascinating. It's like a graduation.
It's just people doing like that's stuff.
Like, holy beautiful.
Stuff
cow.
That's like significant to them. It's really cool.
Huh. This is somebody just filming. It's like upside down in their bedroom. Okay, anyway. Okay, so this is what I want to show you guys. I think this is the one. So there's this guy. Well, I'm not going to really give any context for this.
Oh, it's perfect.
Open on a Rubik's Cube.
Open on a close shot of a Rubik's Cube, yeah. I'll periodically pause if I need to explain what's happening. So. All right. I want to name this. Live? Can we do... Oh, wait, I have a name.
You've given us no context.
I have a name for the segment.
Okay.
It's YouTube Me Tube.
That's the worst thing John Merfeld has ever said to me.
It's the best thing you ever did.
Thank you.
Great job. Let's call it here.
Thank you.
You peaked.
Electric Hour series finale.
You peaked. Don't even worry about getting that job. You peaked.
Okay. I am worried about getting the job still, though.
I think once they hear this, they're going to be totally sold.
I really hope. They don't. I think I partially violated the NDA by even mentioning it. No, probably not. I told everyone yesterday. But this is the radio. Who knows what kind of Russian mods could be listening.
I would guess that the amount of people you told yesterday is more than the amount of listeners.
Yes.
No. Okay, here we go. So it's...
I might even say, and this is both a statement of somewhat shame on my part, but also major appreciation to our listeners. If we just sat on the street and did the show, more people would listen just by being passersby.
Oh, Bren.
You should think about doing that instead.
You know what I mean? But then it's not broadcasted.
It is not the radio if we're down there.
Yeah.
Ooh, John, you could do that with your
Plus
Macintosh
we don't get
stand.
These free mojitos.
The WMF mojitos?
Yeah. That's true. I could do that with my Macintosh stand. Bren, did you know in Carm, they swapped out the Macintosh apples with Empire apples?
Really? Did you know John's main problem with this is, from a dating perspective?
Yeah, who wants to eat an Empire apple on a date?
Well, there's a whole thing with
there's
me
there's nothing
and
more romantic than smuggling
Macintosh
tons
apple.
Of Macintosh apples out of
Don't
Chrome.
Don't say I smuggle them out of Chrome. I can't.
John does not smuggle
how
apples.
How many rules have you broken during this hour?
They're all fictional. This is a character bit.
It's a bit. Put your mojito down.
Did you
character.
Guys know that yeah. John doesn't exist?
Shut
Sorry
up.
About it.
John's just a really good impression that we both do.
Or a really shitty impression.
John, watch your tongue.
I know. I'm so disoriented this morning. Okay. Video, we're watching it. Listeners, yeah, just buckle up. This will be fun for the listener too. I was watching this and I thought it'd cool. be really good for the radio too, so don't worry. Here we go.
It's GG Cubing here. And today
Wait, are your headphones working, Allie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, alright, sorry.
Hey everyone, it's GG Cubing here. And today we're gonna look at the Mou Aulong version 2. Let's go cubing.
Logo, no music.
So here's my Aulong with my preferred sticker shades.
His preferred sticker oh shades God. Are exactly the same.
You can go and buy the stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Not to cheat.
Big time.
But to have a different color.
Yeah, but notice that his look totally normal.
I'll link them in the description from the cubicle. So the stock stickers on the left on the white cube. So let's talk about performance. I lubed up with silicone lube from the cubicle. Wait.
What?
He's got a syringe
what?
Full of silicone lube.
Where did he lube up?
Well, he'll show you. He'll show you.
I always do that. So, turning of this.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm so
it's
unhappy.
It's really great. Smooth, buttery, crispy, even.
Are you talking about toast?
Smooth, buttery, and somehow also crispy.
He's making toast.
Yeah.
The first draft of the Butterfingers.
Yeah.
Thing of this puzzle is amazing.
Yeah, he's turning
it's
it
really
so fast.
It's really great, smooth, buttery, crispy. It's really nice. It's very fast too, but not too fast. It's perfect for me. So, corner cutting here, it's great, line to line, no problems at all. It can go 45 too. No
so
problem.
He's doing a thing where he turns the top part slightly,
pointer finger,
or quite a bit, and then kicks up one of the side too. Things, and it like. It works, yeah. Which I've actually.
So once you go past 45,
I didn't realize you could do that
still,
at all.
But, when you try
but
to
apparently,
line to line,
in Rubik's cubing, it's like a big thing
bit,
that you want to be able to corner cut.
But not much at all. But sometimes it might go the other way. But do you really need that much corner cutting?
Yeah.
It's great.
I feel like he has so really line good line moral compass.
Yeah.
I actually really want to be friends with this guy.
Bit,
he seems so nice.
Yeah.
Don't really use that much reverse corner cutting, anyways.
He's
so
in reverse corner cutting where you go,
fine.
You turn it, and then you
then
go
you
down.
Back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, in a stall, you can
oh
definitely
God.
See.
He's timing himself.
That it's totally
doing his stalls.
Normal.
4 seconds.
Just watch
it doesn't
this.
Lock up at all.
It picks up.
The only reason why it might be slow or not fluent is because of my turning style. that's honestly the only reason why. It's a great cube. It's been my main for a while now. I love it.
Oh
that was
God.
A pretty
oh
good
God.
Song.
Yeah.
So the
oh my god.
Now he shows you, yeah. Which I did. This is interesting because I didn't even know how Rubik's Cubes work.
Two-part edge piece. It's got these little wings
but
on top.
It's basically
the anti-popping.
Just a. Like,
love that.
Like kind of a skeleton structure with these little, like,
we have the indents.
Flexible things
design.
That stick out.
Yeah, they're like little joints.
It's not really a cube at all. It's just a,
so
these things that
really
stick out from the central piece.
Corner twisting and popping.
Yeah, right?
So. The turning
but yeah,
of the
I mean, he's using all his fingers to turn it.
I would definitely recommend it.
It's wild.
So, let's not forget, though, that there is also a mini version of this cube, the 54.5.
Oh, my
god. Yeah, version of it.
It looks
it's great.
Totally the same.
It's a little bit heavier,
yeah.
But it's a lot smoother, too. It's great. I use it for my one-handed main. And it's
so, he's there's a whole other part
same.
Of Rubik's cubing that is with one hand.
These, of course,
yeah.
are with my shades. Alright, I'm definitely going to be packing this cube up for competition because I love it. It's my main. It has been for a while now. I love it. I'm giving it an A. It's great.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, let's not forget, I got it from the cubicle. That US. Fast shipping. So, it's only $17 too. So, peace.
So, anyway.
What a soft, genuine boy.
Hello.
Yeah.
New intern, Bart.
What? Agreed.
Yeah, so, I mean, I learned a lot.
That is wild.
And I also thought it was pretty insane. And I looked at some other ones to make sure he didn't just give them all A's. And he doesn't. I watched one where he gave it an A minus.
Oh, no.
Because there was some, I think, issues with corner cutting.
Wait, what company was that?
Oh, cubicle.us?
No, which one got the A-?
Oh, wait.
Just for future reference.
Yeah, here, I can tell you. And then I really want to dive into this.
Brennan, can you talk about your main Rubik's Cube?
Your main?
Is a Yankees-themed Rubik's Cube from,
right,
I want to say,
right,
2007.
Is it your only Rubik's Cube?
I didn't really want to move it around because it would mess up all the logos. And I sure don't know how to get it back.
So what you're telling me is you have a cube.
I have a mint condition. Yankees Rubik's Cube.
Just for the record, the one that got the A- was the Moyu Weilong V1.
Were any of those words?
That was my guess also.
I think a lot of these are made in Japan also. Not to
that makes sense.
Not to generalize, but I think that is true. So anyway, yeah, I mean thoughts, feels, takeaways.
Everyone's gotta have a hobby, and if yours has really no bearing on anyone else or any outcome or anything other than just small cubes full of lube, you're not hurting anyone.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
The cube full of lube. I mean, yeah, that's what I mean.
Cube,
oh,
lube.
By the way,
lube
cube. These videos.
Yeah, it's a syringe.
These videos. Like, right, these videos have like 40 views, also. So.
That's
good to know you're a good percentage of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we talked about the astronaut IO thing before this, because I actually think this kind of thing is so cool to me. Like,
it's fascinating.
I think YouTube reviews are so great. I just really enjoy the idea. Like, it's such like a cool, like, genuine act, I think, to just go on and be like, hey, like, this is my opinion, I want to share it, this is like a cool thing.
But then, see, I agree with that, but there's also a side of it where this, on his channel, he behaves on the channel as if it's a much bigger deal. He uploaded one that was just called Scheduling, and he was like, hey gang, like, so I decided that, like, from now on, like, I'm gonna be publishing a review on Monday, and then a solve on Friday. And, like, he kind of went through this whole, like, his, like, whole, like, business strategy. And it's, like, that seems excessive when there's only 40 people watching the video. I mean, I agree. It's very organic. It's very, like...
Yeah.
It's very raw.
But also...
We've been doing a radio show for 3 years with a consistent audience of 8 to 10
Do you think we have fewer than 40 listeners?
Not in some,
boy.
But
oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's interesting, though.
No, that's another really interesting thing, because I think there's, like, this language of YouTube where...
Right.
Like, no matter how many viewers you have, you're kind of expected to like, operate in the same way and, like, interact with the video in the same way. I think that's pretty interesting. Yeah. Was this a segment? Did we just do a segment right now?
I believe this has been YouTube...
MeTube! Wow. I think we should start doing more pre-production stuff. Come in with, like, just full stories to read and stuff.
Yeah, we could just be the moth.
NPR style. Or WPR.
You guys ever do ghost stories?
Ghost stories. We don't, other than the spooky aesthetic that sometimes will come on the radio.
Ooh.
We've had ghosts on.
Have we? Oh, we have had ghosts on.
Remember that ghost boy?
Yeah.
Who was the ghost boy?
Well, I guess, so we haven't had, like, ghost stories per se, but the ghosts have told their stories.
Yeah.
Even better.
That's what you mean by
even
ghost
stories. Even better. It's not only spooky, it is full of self-expression and freedom.
Ghost storytelling.
Good. Good.
Yeah, it's more like ghost apostrophe S stories.
Yeah, right. Ghost stories. Yeah, that's fair.
Would you guys read a behind-the-scenes book of the movie Ghost called Ghost Stories?
Yes.
Would I read it, or would I let it be read on the show?
Would you read it and
definitely
read
not.
It on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
To the show, though.
Cool.
Would not suffer through it myself.
I got it right here. One second.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Well, that... Did you just look at the...
No, I was wondering if we should... If we want to play halfway tune.
Oh, yeah. Wait... halfway through the show tune.
Yeah, halfway through the show tune.
Okay, not
so just call it a halfway tune.
Not half of a tune.
Yeah. I don't, because if I called it a show tune, people would be confused.
Yeah, I got one.
Make it a show tune though.
Nah.
Do you want me to sing show tunes?
No.
If it sounds like it's a ghost.
We're gonna. Oh, by the way, the first that song I played up top was Kim's Watermelon Gun by the Flaming Lips. I was wondering. Okay. Let's see. Oh, I have a good one for the end, but in the middle I'm going to play a lesser-known one.
Oh.
The one at the end people will know, maybe. I've got, there's, so this band Y, who I'm going to go see in April.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're coming out with an album in a month or so, and so he's been releasing a bunch of singles, and they're really good. They're sleep, they grow on you, but you're only going to hear this one once. So this is the new Y single.
The beauty of the radio.
I've played the rest of them in the past couple weeks, and we'll be back in a minute, or, well, more than a minute.
Less than 10.
Yeah. All right. Boss those teeth around. The electric hour. That's us.
Smooth, buttery, crispy.
How can it be all three?
It can be toast.
I guess, man.
I guess, yeah.
But, yeah.
I feel like fried chicken, because the chicken part
is crispy.
And the outside of the chicken is crispy, and then the inside is smooth. And you got a buttery element there?
Yeah, okay.
Something to think about.
G.G. Cubing, a poet for our time.
There you go.
That's the other thing, is his YouTube channel name is his username is Cubaholic, but the channel name is G.G. Cubing. And I'm like, dude, change the username. Yeah, right.
Oh, interesting. SEO, yeah. Man, search engine optimization.
I know. IPO.
I don't know if he's listening to you right now. I feel like he's not even going
to
get this message.
Him.
I don't know if he's even going to... You should... Can you write to him?
This is a tiny baby little Venn diagram.
Can you comment all over his stuff and get him to listen to the show? Is he, like, active? Would he listen?
I think he's active, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be devastated if this happens and
if
he listens
dead.
And I'm not here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, also that.
Also that, Johnny's like a kid.
Well, yeah. It'd just be interesting if this were, like, something from, like, 2008 that I didn't know. Like,
yeah.
And he was just... This was some weird ghost imprint of his...
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought of that. Anyway, here's this Y song.
All kids die.
Sorry, I'm...
Oh, my God.
On the limb that's missing, with the damn phantom thing itching. It is a difficult mission, but listen. With much of the whole intact, in this great anarchic expanse, it mostly comes down to a gang of ants swarming on the shadow of a stain of a drop of blood. So whatever it is in control, I know. Stop throwing shadow on shadow and let it all go. I know. You say one Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, One Mississippi by Y. Yeah, I'm almost at the end of things I had queued up on this playlist, so I'll start a new playlist.
Hey.
The Electric Hour, you're listening to it. hey everybody, welcome back. We're here. It's me, John C., with Brendan and Allie Dawson.
Brendan Carson.
Yeah. Brendan, did you want to lead those new segments that we were going to talk about?
Yeah, this is kind of a loose sketch of a segment, but it's called Ozone No Zone, and it's about the climate disaster. That is climate change.
That is somehow impending and also ongoing.
Yes, I will say that in the last few days here at our university, people were wearing shorts, they were grilling on the lawn. They were just hanging out, and that doesn't usually happen in February.
Now, I heard reports of lawn grilling. Did you mean the Prez lawn?
Yeah.
Yep.
You can bring a grill on the Prez lawn?
No, sir. I don't know if you can, but someone did.
Nope. You probably almost definitely need a permit for that.
Weird.
Yeah. Almost definitely didn't have one.
I did not see that.
Yeah. Well, they're very easy to get in February.
Sure, sure.
The permits, that is.
People on my street... who, let's just say, seem like tools, really came out in full force.
They had a good time.
Yeah,
that's fair.
People on College Ave were throwing down.
All lawn parties.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, February?
I hardly know February.
Oh boy. But what do you guys think?
Allie's face just fell by a mile.
It looks like your brain threw up.
It feels like my brain threw up. I already blocked it out, I think. I don't even totally remember. That's a lie. I do.
Oh, because I said February? I hardly know her February. It works with January. It works with September. I hardly know her. Wow! Who knew? So many words have an "er" sound.
In the fallout.
It works with so many words. Wow!
I'm gonna go on a different show now.
Let me just think of one more. You guys don't need to wait for me. This might take a while. Okay, I want it to be really good.
October, November, okay. December,
November.
Remember.
No, it won't be a month. I'm gonna go for the whole different word.
Just any word that ends in the "er" sound,
or has one in the middle somewhere.
Oh, good.
That doesn't work as well. Colander?
I said you guys didn't have to wait for me.
Salamander?
I wasn't waiting. I was making
salamander. Oh, my God. What if the whole studio was just full of salamanders?
Oh, my gosh.
Define full.
To the brim.
Oh,
like we couldn't also be here.
Like we could be here, but they're like up to our shoulders. Like maybe not full.
It's hardly full.
Oh, that's okay. That's
well,
a quarter brim.
I like to be able to breathe.
Okay.
And
so all those poor salamanders.
And they're just like scampering up to the top of the salamander pile, and we're having a radio show.
Wait, I can help. Man. I can help imagineer this.
Yeah.
Look up some salamander sounds.
We're gonna make a salamander.
We've got a big
salamanders.
We've got our big. We've got our big soundboard here, so let me just find the button for salamanders.
Yeah, yeah. Turn up the level on the salamander button.
How do you spell salamander?
S-A-L-A-M-A-N-D-E-R.
Oh,
yeah.
Salamanders.
I think it's S-O-U-N-D.
Soundmander.
Many salamanders is what I searched for. Time lapse. Wait, what the heck? What the heck?
How much noise do salamanders
I have no idea. Hopefully a lot.
We're about to find out.
I want to believe it's a lot.
Hmm.
Are they not real?
Well,
what?
That is too big.
Show me.
Hold on.
I need to know now.
Just say the listeners, I do apologize for how visual the show has been.
Here's the thing, though. It's also not visual to me or to Brennan.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mostly visual to John.
So here, I'm just going to... Can we re-enter YouTube, MeTube?
Because
I think that should be the whole hour today.
We're going to pop back open YouTube.
Okay, so I searched many salamanders, and most of the results I got seemed pretty reasonable. There were people who caught salamanders. One was called a many-ribbed salamander.
Yeah.
I would have thought that maybe was go at the top.
A many-ribbed salamander sounds like an album name.
Yeah, but the top result, just for the record, the top result was... time lapse of RS07 main, episode 23 grind, still catching many salamanders, learning the ticks. And judging by the description, I think... Oh, this is a RuneScape, like, playthrough. But something with catching salamanders, which...
That upsets me.
Let's
upset.
Give this...
No, John, I want real salamanders.
Yeah, any of the other salamander vids.
Okay. Whoa.
Oh, I changed my mind. Keep it.
Whoa! Gnarly! I have no idea what's happening, but I'm really stressed out.
There's this... Okay, I think you should lower it a little bit.
Oh, fine.
There we go.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
I'm thinking... First of all, the speed at which the salamander is being caught is insane.
It's a time lapse.
No, I know, but the time lapse is too fast, I would argue.
Yeah, I would argue that as well.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
It's hard to feel like sober and present while watching this.
Yeah.
I feel confused.
Welcome to my world. Yeah.
But the motion doesn't... So, to try to describe it just a little bit... It's a time lapse, and it's a computer screen.
Well, wait, and the...
And salamanders pop up in very regular areas.
The game is telling him that the net trap he's laying, that those traps are collapsing. So, I don't know if that means...
Does it mean collapsing on a salamander?
It's actually catching them. It doesn't look like... I don't know where they're going.
Like, I've never seen this game before, but this is not how I would have pictured a game.
This is a terrible advertisement for it.
Yeah, this is awful.
This game is tight. This was uploaded, about a year ago.
But based on how repetitive both the music and the video are, I wouldn't be surprised if that was a 5-second video that just kept repeating.
Yeah. Okay, here's one with 12 views. This is called Many Red Salamanders.
Okay, here we go.
It's what just up, a kid eating a popsicle.
It's Jack.
It's Jack.
My friend spent the night with me, or did spend the night, and the other day...
Whoa!
Oh my god, Jack.
It's a salamander. His friend's a salamander.
Yeah, for real.
He's like 13.
We're doing some herping, and specifically I wanted to catch these guys.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, he just ate the salamander.
Because last moment down in the creek I saw him, but everywhere, but I didn't have anything to put him in. These little dudes.
Pick them up.
Marbled, mini ribbed salamanders. The very first ones I've ever caught.
How did you
these
confuse
are,
those words?
The larva. Actually, they're in the larva stage.
It's not a salamander. It's not what I wanted.
How do you find a larva?
I love them. Not keeping them. Probably going to release them today. Just thought they were really neat.
Oh, he's kind of sniffing them.
Very active, too.
Could you show us them and maybe not you, Jack?
They didn't look very active, Jack.
The larvas look almost... the larva of a salamander that I believe is only found in Arkansas called the... Washita Stream salamander.
Sounds like an Arkansas salamander.
So I thought it might have been that. But first of all, it says they're extremely rare, and I saw these dudes everywhere. Second of all, it says they're found in a stream or a lake. I believe it's only like in
popsicle.
Hey, Jack, maybe do another take where you don't belch at the camera. Good lord.
The beauty of little YouTube.
Yeah, holy cow.
It's not a. Sorry, this part two, there's Dylan being a little...
That makes him cut up... Whatever.
Being catch any of these salamanders. Oh, I caught all four of them, and he didn't catch a single one.
Oh, Dylan,
what a dummy.
Jack is throwing shade.
Anyway, the larva of the Washita mini-rib, or Washita stream salamander, looks exactly like...
Wait, Washita... Okay, actually, interesting story. Not interesting, but relevant. My brother used to coach at Duluth. Minnesota Duluth, uh-huh. And they for the national championship semifinals, they played a team in Wachita, Arkansas.
No kidding.
So I think that
was it. Just salamanders?
Was it the Wachita salamander?
No. It was something very religious. We watched the live broadcast. No, they seemed nice.
Just to clarify, are salamanders not religious for you?
Correct.
Weird.
We watched the broadcast on our TV or on our computer, and like they were playing down there in Arkansas, and so they had the local announcers. And whenever someone scored, the announcer would be like, "Into the promised land!"
Oh
and,
my
it
god!
It was delightful. They seemed like the nicest guys. They would get really excited when like Duluth scored too, and you know it was just really nice.
That's so cool.
So anyway, I have some familiarity with the area of Wachita, Arkansas.
There you go.
It's spelled not at all like it sounds. It's spelled. It's just a mess of vowels.
I think it's Salamander.
All right. I hardly know her.
be like these guys. Dylan, I'm trying to stop it.
Dylan!
I'm doing some science-y stuff.
It's my other favorite part of YouTube,
Stop it. Looks exactly like these guys. Dylan, I'm trying to stop it. I'm doing some science-y stuff. God.
Science-y stuff? Does he mean
science?
Talking to the sciencey. Oh, okay.
Wait, what did you think he said?
Silency.
Oh no, sciencey.
Okay, that's good.
I love the parts of YouTube where
you can't make video like this.
Don't tell other people in the house that they're in or in the room that they're in.
Right.
Recording a video.
Yeah, he.
It's just like okay.
He should have really done another take.
They're not found in Little Rock. So that's how I came to the conclusion that it's the mini rib salamanders, which I've only caught dwarf salamanders, so it's pretty cool.
Just for the record, his accent kind of makes it sound like he's saying mini ribbed, but it's many ribbed. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That's part two. Dylan's being a little.
Oh, we should have watched the first one.
Crap. We're watching an American Horror Story for the first time.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, later.
Whoa!
Okay, I'm disappointed by the lack of salamanders, impressed by the. Reference to American Horror Story.
Yeah, by the presence of even.
Nah, I'm not at all impressed by the larva.
This guy has 29 subscribers.
That's ridiculous.
What is he? Oh, he subscribes to.
Do you want to hear something alarming? When I was in middle school, I made a Spanish rap video for a project, and it has more views than any major undecided video.
How many views does it have?
Last time I checked, between 2,000 and 3,000, just for no reason.
Between 2,000 and 3,000 views of you rapping in Spanish in middle school?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty wild.
Whoa, okay, so.
Is it salamanders?
This guy seems, I don't know how he has 29 subscribers because none of his views have more than, or none of his videos have more than like 14 views, but let me just read you a couple titles here from the pet playlist. Super Hypo Tangerine and Bold Stripe Leopard Gecko Unboxing.
What?
Leopard Gecko Unboxing Part 2. Scorpion Handling Parts 1 and 2, 3 and 4. There are 4.
I want to see Part 3 of that. Scorpion Handling videos. Scorpion Handling series.
Here, Jack, you're getting your day in the sun, my friend.
Maybe we should move away from YouTube.
Me
too.
Whatever.
It's too late now. It's too late now.
It's the theme of the ep. Yeah, astronaut. This is the astronaut app.
If he doesn't have a real scorpion in this video, I'm leaving.
All right,
astronaut.ep.
Look, this is part three, so there might be some references to things we don't understand, but let's.
No, just, that'll be an issue for our comprehension.
Vicious. all right.
Slam.
Okay, guys. Much apologies.
A much younger Jack, right? Wasn't his voice deeper?
Yeah.
My mom just walked in.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, scorpion handling. We get it, Jack. I'm pretty amazed this wasn't taken down. But then again, it's only been viewed by 15
people. This is part three. What was happening in parts one and two?
Well, see, I told you there might be things you don't understand. That's the price you pay for starting with part three.
Okay, well, sorry.
Well, I don't know. Just try to talk. Don't tell me. I'm like, just trying to get it.
What is he doing?
He's
full. Did you guys hear that? I farted.
Oh my god.
Dude, keep it in when you're on tape. You gotta quit it with the farts and burps. Good lord.
Sorry, it's late. I'm tired, you know?
You know, you fart more when you're tired. What?
Okay. Okay.
What's happening?
What was he doing in parts one and two? Was he not? Does he just pick it up and then his mom walks in to put it down?
I picked him up.
You didn't show us.
Because YouTube is public, man. Yeah, the scorpion's off camera. He's reaching just out of frame to pick.
Oh, dear God. He doesn't have the.
Again, just below frame. Okay.
There we go.
Whoa.
There it is.
You really got a scorpion in his hand.
But he can't put the
now
camera in the right place.
Now it's his face again. Okay, there it is. It's not moving. He looks in awe.
He cannot get his face looking excited and his hand with the scorpion in the same shot.
What I want to know is, like, how he got them, if this is the confusing part for him. He's shocked and amazed.
Okay, that was awesome. You can't even feel him.
Yeah, because it's not moving, Jack. You just plopped it in your hand and then put it away again.
Aggression? He was... Like, it worried me for a second because he was there, like, standing still with his pincers out, but his tail wasn't unraveled. But he was, like, standing
up. I think that means he's terrified, Jack.
I don't like this.
Like, he's making like a scorpion.
And just started walking around.
Face. A little pincher thing.
Oh my gosh. Wow. And then I put him down on the table and I told my mom that he has no traction at all on this table. But I was.
He lied to his mom about the amount of traction. I don't know, man.
I want to know what else he's
I'm
doing.
I'm a skeptic
here.
Of this kid.
Me too.
There's also. It looks like he just pulls these things out of the woods and takes them home as pets, and probably seems like his family doesn't want him to do that for understandable reasons, because they're all...
I want, like, a full-on sitcom about this kid. Like, I want to know what else he's doing. Also, you never showed me any real salamanders, and I'm not hurt, but I'm definitely disappointed.
I showed you some larvae. Larvae. We're getting some major flack from,
But we're also getting two listeners.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I think these videos have been fairly accessible as far as videos go, with the exception of the RuneScape one.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just people talking to the camera, right? It's just like we have a little remote guest.
Right, which I actually think might be an interesting direction in which to take YouTube. Me too.
Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah. So I think, hey, Brian, if you want to... If you
there
want to bring
is a
something
salamander.
In, if you
want to
bring something
Thank
in next
you.
Week...
Yeah, it would be my pleasure.
For YouTube, me too.
Oh, I'm not going to be here next week.
Yeah.
Gonna be in
oh, right.
Oh, Universal in
sunny
Orlando.
Florida.
Remember that time I won a competition and I got to be Brennan? Can I be Brennan?
That was for one time.
Wait, can I give Ellie permission to be me?
I
don't know why I'm deferring to you on this. Ellie, you can be me next Tuesday.
Can I be you all week?
Just during the show.
Oh, okay. That's a start.
Sorry. Yeah, that's fine.
Because if you're me and I'm also me and we see each other, then we both die.
Oh my God, you're right.
It's kind of a particle antiparticle annihilation situation.
I was
going
to say Back to the Future, but that's fine.
Mine's more scientific.
Just by a hair. For the science radio show we're on right now. Yeah.
I mean, I try to keep it kosher. I heard. Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hey, Sally, do you want to read a PSA?
Oh my God, I really do.
Before we trundle on out of here.
PSA goodbye?
Yeah, because I need to go right at 9 because I didn't do
Oh, this is
of
a good one. Okay.
Typical wake up things before I came here.
Oh, me too.
Numbers to think about, PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States is less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending.
I feel like that's biased. It cherry picked those numbers.
Oh my gosh.
John, think about the numbers.
But what
it
about
feels like
things,
you're not thinking about them enough.
But we probably have really good numbers about cell phones.
This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, I think you put that too late. It seems like we're including John's comments.
Yeah, that's right.
That was not a public service.
Just S and the P.
I was hoping that I could then, you know, close the segment and have him stop doing that. We're done now. That was that. We have a message.
That was a good idea to cut it off.
I just want him to have fewer opinions about the numbers.
Well.
Think about them.
How better to think about them than have opinions about them?
John, that's not what they meant.
That's fair. Yeah.
You can't have opinions on fact.
Well.
You can.
Sure. Our replacement is here. Sally, what do you want to plug? What's going on this week?
What's going on this week?
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that Major Undecided has a show this Friday night at 9:30 in Barnum 08?
I did not.
You did not?
No.
John, you were at rehearsal last night.
I thought that was just friends hanging out.
Oh, right. Yeah, those parties we do
just
couple
up
times
a
month
of...
where we all just like get up and improv.
Was that sketch? Not very well developed improv in Barnum?
That's exactly
for 2 hours.
What that was.
Okay, every fair night. Enough. Bren, where can the listeners find you on your vacation?
Okay, well, first of all, similar plug. Second plug, come on down to Universal Studios, Florida, this weekend. I'm going to be leaving Boston Logan on Saturday morning, so you can catch me in Boca Raton that afternoon. And then, hey, Sunday, catch me on the Harry Potter ride.
Will you and the whole clan be wearing matching t-shirts?
We will be wearing matching fake glasses and lightning bolts.
Good.
Very nice.
Good.
You know what? That sounds great. I'll come too.
Awesome.
All right, cool.
I'll catch you there.
So that's my plug.
See you
also,
guys there.
You can find me at Universal Studios as well. Yeah, hey, everybody just pray that the thing I did for this job was good.
Hey. I hope it was good, man.
Reverse plug for prayers. I think that's all we got. So this has been Our Kind of Electric. Allie, thanks so much for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Helping us get to the bottom of some things. This is one of our, it's part of our 4.5 trillion part series of watching all of YouTube. So
yeah.
More salamanders. We're doing all the salamander content first.
Starting with salamander content. I think we need to finish up
the Rubik's Cube
first, but there's lots of good content. Cool. So I'm gonna play a little Lucius. I'm gonna play the Lucius song that everybody knows. I'm not telling you what it is, but everybody knows it. We'll see you next week, or at least I will.
Yeah.
And who knows who will be Brennan?
It's true. Have a good week.
Yeah. Hey guys, boss those teeth around. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and after this you'll hear "Don't Make Me Dance," which is our friend Jane's show, which plays music. So if you like that, you'll get a little.
If you like that, and for some reason are still listening to this.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Catch y'all on the flip.